1988.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. We do it 7 nights a week live. Plenty of time all week long for you to get your thoughts on the air about whatever you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site. You can actually create the content. That which you see on the front page was put there by listeners like you. And I'm so grateful that our listeners have taken the time to go there, some of them, and submit content. So if you find something online that you want to share with us, you just submit it to the front page at freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep. It appears on the site. It then is subject to your voting, meaning you can vote things up if you like them, down if you don't. And in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you think's interesting. And maybe talk about it on the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That, again, is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can Skype the show as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to get in touch with us that way. Let's go to Linda. She's in South Carolina, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hey, Linda.
Well, hi, my babies. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, Linda.
You are so sweet. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I have to speak my heart. You two are such old souls. And it wasn't until today that I realized why I've been wishing I had sons or grandsons. I think I'm your oldest listener. But the issue to our is because you both are such old souls with such wisdom. And if you had been alive and been able to affect the world as you are now, when Kennedy was here and even prior, it would be a better place. And I don't want either of you to ever trust a government. But I must say that Dennis, your caller earlier, in my opinion, was right on at Kennedy's message. I do believe what he was saying was, it is about mankind doing for our fellow man, helping our sisters and brothers. And you all are changing the world. And my heart just is so full of things in my mind that I know I'm not making sense right now because it's quite late and I've been on hold. But I just really wish you would, one, never trust the government. Because
Worry about that.
Yeah, he's on board with you.
Yeah, I don't trust those people at all. And they have a tendency toward lying and violence. And why anyone would trust them, I don't know. It's just anybody that trusts the government just hasn't been screwed, I guess. Or they haven't had a family member or friend who's been screwed yet. And they're still believing the propaganda they were force-fed in school.
You know, Mark, Ian, I did. I was such a patriot. I was a young lady when all this happened with Kennedy, but after that, it was a while after even. And then my beliefs and everything were exposed as false, and I was so shattered, and I don't anymore. But you two are making such a difference in this world, and you're making that difference for mankind now.
Linda, thank you. I really appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dennis. He is in Bozeman, Montana. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. I listen to your show religiously, and appreciate you being out there.
Bless you for that. Bless you, my son. Go on.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think Kennedy's message, if you would put society in there instead of country. And I think he was trying to convey the feeling that to be a productive member in society rather than expecting society to take care of you.
I tend to think that that's the best. I think that's one of the best suggestions as far as what it should mean to people. But, You know, it's a strange thing to pick the word country, isn't it? And political speechwriters are very deliberate about the things that they say. So while it may be interpreted by people as what you're suggesting, maybe that wasn't what the original reason for the speech was.
We probably should ask an old headmaster from whom Kennedy swiped the line anyway, what he meant regarding it.
I think someone wrote that speech for him. But go ahead, Mark. What are you talking about?
No, as I understand it, the line was swiped from some old from his old headmaster.
I see.
Oh. I wasn't aware of that. Also, Kennedy was—he was a rabid anti-communist, and that might have had something to do with him saying "country" instead of "society."
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Maybe a little bit of pandering there, perhaps.
Yeah, and also he was a lifetime member of the NRA.
Yeah, really? I think you pretty much had to be back then.
Dennis, I want to say thanks. Appreciate your call and the thoughts. Anything else you want to add in tonight?
Yeah, one more thing about the voting that gentleman was talking about, voting. Mm-hmm. We hire these people to take care of stuff that we don't have time for because we're busy trying to make our way. That's my impression on government. We hire these guys to take care of the infrastructure, to do all the stuff that we don't have time to do, like provide water, power, all this stuff that makes our life, a little more easy.
I don't mind hiring people to do things that I find valuable, but the problem with the state is that they force me to pay for the things that I don't find valuable.
Yeah, I consider plumbing to be a very important aspect, but the state doesn't have any plumbers.
No, and so maybe we should the government should be more on a local level. And
I think it should be. Look, I would love to try, and this is the thing that sort of separates. You see, I believe firmly that everybody truly believes like I do, and that they're a voluntarist. Now, let me take you down the path. The fact is that I believe that people should be able to try new, innovative ways of governance, and that we should have a little piece of land to try this. Hey, let's see if we can have multiple forms of government, and we'll just try it out in one area. But the fact is that every state in the nation, in the world, isn't going to let you try it out anywhere within their borders. So you're kind of stuck with Antarctica and the hope that they won't come after you there. And I think that there's some evidence that they would. So, if I ask somebody, hey, I believe that I have a new innovative idea for human governance, don't you think I should be able to try it? They'll say, yes. Because that's what everybody thinks, but then no one will let you. It's really it's bizarre, and this is what monopoly does. It stifles innovation.
Yeah. And
thanks, Dennis.
The voting, one more thing: the voting thing. But this may be radical for you, but in the local area, I think should be proof of citizenship on the voting, and also. Maybe you have to be a property owner.
Prove yourself. All right, Dennis, I'm going to stop you there. I want you to prove your citizenship. Right now.
Right.
No, right now. Prove it.
Should I give you my birth certificate?
How does that prove citizenship?
I was born here.
What is a citizen?
Citizen is a member of the United States.
No, actually, this isn't a trick question. I'm asking honestly here. The definition of citizen, and you can look it up in any dictionary.
It is a trick question because the fact is that nobody knows what the answer is.
Even people talk about citizens as though they know what it means, and we're told our whole lives that we're citizens. But what if I told you, Dennis, that actually you're not a citizen, and in fact, no one in point of fact is a citizen, because a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance to a government, and in return is entitled to protection.
An obligation of protection,
meaning it's the idea of citizenship is supposed to be a deal, where you're giving up your allegiance, you're giving up some of your freedoms in return for protection. But the government's own courts, the Supreme Court, has made decisions multiple times that has said they have no obligation to protect you. So if there is no obligation for them to protect you, how could you have a duty of allegiance to them in the first place?
Why should I give up my sovereignty?
Exactly. Thank you, Dennis, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I'd like to point out it's relatively recent in the United States history that citizenship has been sort of required for voting. Basically, anybody in a given geographic area could vote previously.
We will come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. There are no citizens. It's just another lie they've told you. Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Just bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, you have been enjoying some brand new coffee, And Allie was on the show with me last night. She enjoyed her first couple cups of BuzzBox coffee, and she gave it her endorsement last night. So.
Yeah, BuzzBox coffee is great-tasting coffee. That's really just the start of it, though. You can find great-tasting coffee around the United States and, you know, little coffee boutiques and even some of the sort of larger brands. I wouldn't go the full-on large brands, but, you know, there's good coffee to be had everywhere. What BuzzBox does is it provides a cup of coffee that doesn't really cost anything from an environmental standpoint, from a sociological standpoint, whereas the cycle of coffee currently is that we drink low-cost coffee that has had pesticides and herbicides and maybe even lead, depending on the country, sort of grown into it. Coffee is a very absorbent crop. And it's this coffee that's raised in the sunlight rather than shade grown as it's supposed to be. So all the trees are cut down and the topsoil washes away. And then, you know, after a couple of few decades, the country is no longer able to produce anything. They sacrifice their whole future for a few decades of being able to grow coffee for you. And then you write checks to support poor people in those countries. Well, maybe if we had a sustainable method of buying from folks that are foreign, because I don't think you can really grow coffee in the continental United States. I'm pretty sure you can't. That maybe if we had a system that was sustainable, we could help them have better lives. That's what BuzzBox Coffee does. Not only is it completely organic and shade grown and the top grade coffee and fairly traded, and it gives you the opportunity to give back to other people and to get a really great product in the process. So you can get a free pound of coffee. Try it out. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound. You'll have to pay shipping, but otherwise it's a free pound. And help us to fund 100 World Vision financed microloans by getting a pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue. Your calls, your thoughts. Coming up, if we get a chance, I want to get into this ridiculous story out of New York City about a building that had been all kind of graffitied up. And it's going to be taken down, the building is. But before they took it down, or before they're going to take it down, they painted over the graffiti. Now there's a court case saying that the graffiti artists may be owed damages from the building's owners. And this isn't like some Onion article. This is a real story. We'll get into that here if we get a chance. We'll take your calls, though, first. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Danny, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Danny.
Hey, last time I called, you guys hung up on me because you didn't agree with my point of view.
That seems pretty unlikely, Danny, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you did, but anyway, I just want to know, I'm not a big government guy or anything, but what do you guys want? You go on and on, you rail about this, rail about that, you don't do anything. What do you want?
Well, hold on a second. Okay, so I want to answer your questions. And by the way, normally I like to have people on the air who disagree with me. So again, I question whether or not we hung up
we
on
you. We probably went to a break,
yeah.
And you interpreted that.
I'm not lying, but that's
maybe
fine.
We were
that's
just
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm trying to explain some internal workings.
See, that's what you do. You get all wound up about something. Go ahead and answer. Just answer the question. What do you guys want, and what do you do to get what you want?
Great. So I want freedom. I want people who are not harming others to be left alone. I want people who are peaceful to not be put in prison cells and not be murdered and sent off to their doom by the people calling themselves the state. So I want people to be able to live their life how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else.
Who is being dragged off to their doom by the state?
Well, let's see. There are all kinds of people in jail.
You should be able to cite an example. Go ahead.
All kinds of people in jail.
Barack Obama's killed 178 children with remote control airplanes since he's been in office. How's that?
Who did?
Your president.
In our country, he did that?
No! What difference does it make what the country is? He's taken my tax money to pay for very expensive... He's taken... Let me answer the question.
You guys get all offended. You can't answer intelligently. And you get all worked up, and you get shouting and breathing heavy on the microphone. You got to get a filter for your microphone, by the way.
I've got a little muff right here. If I take it off, you can see the difference. So, there it is. The fact is that, yes, he steals my money to be able to kill in my name with remote control airplanes around the world.
That's your whole beef for the country? That's it?
Yeah, killing innocent people is a big beef.
Okay, then what are you going to do about it? Instead of sitting on a microphone, what are you going to do about it?
I've stopped paying income tax.
Yeah, I haven't paid income tax in about a decade, personally, Danny. And I also
Congratulations. That's one thing I've heard you've done. That's great. Okay. That's great.
Well, Danny, your new show.
Wait a second, Danny. Danny, my partner spent 60 days in jail for standing in the way of a police car that was taking somebody to jail that he didn't believe should be taken to jail. So the idea that we on Free Talk Live are a bunch of cowards. Hey, you're complaining that I'm not answering your questions. I am. The idea that we're a bunch of cowards that don't do anything.
That's a question. When was that?
2011.
Okay, congratulations.
But I couldn't answer your question because I couldn't hear you because I was still talking. Because you started talking while I was talking.
Okay, go ahead. It's your show. I'll be quiet. Tell me some more about what you're doing about whatever you're railing about.
Let me handle this, Mark. I think that, you know, you are a little bit worked up here. So, Danny, I'm just going to have a conversation with you. I'm an activist. I'm not just a talk radio host. Maybe you're new to Free Talk Live. We've been doing this show for about a decade. So if you've been listening for the last decade, did you want an answer? Because I'm in the middle of answering your question. So if you've been listening to the show, you should know that I'm an activist. I get out there. I hit the streets. I'm doing outreach in a variety of different ways, encouraging people to not take the plea deal, encouraging people to learn about jury nullification, to activate with jury nullification, doing all kinds of informing people about their rights. Last night I was out in the streets. There were the cops had stopped a couple kids, had pulled them out of their Subaru and had found a bong and some marijuana. I showed up on the scene just because I happened to be riding my bike, pulled out my camera, started recording to make sure that the police weren't abusing these guys more than, you know, they already were by the fact that they were arresting them for having marijuana. So I've done cop blocking. I've done outreach. I've done all kinds of stuff. Do you need more? I mean, because I've done political activism. I've run for political office. I've gone to the state house and testified many times. And I also do civil disobedience. What else can I do?
No, I don't understand. You testify. That's fine. What I don't understand is you're sitting in this little radio studio somewhere, how awesome you guys are, and you're all upset about, you know, it's like, it's pathetic, really. I mean, it's sad.
What's pathetic, sir?
What's pathetic? The two of you are.
How's that exactly?
Because you're pathetic. You just sit there and rail about stuff that you don't do a thing about. What, you took a picture?
We dedicate our whole lives to this,
I just went down a whole laundry list of things that I do. Did you not hear what I just told you?
Yeah, and it's all pathetic.
The fact is, look, you know, some government agent goes out and gets a paycheck for doing this stuff. You know, they can go out and they can claim they did everything, but the rest of us have to make a living while we try to defend freedom.
What are you doing, Danny, since you know what's pathetic and what's not? Show us. Tell me something I could do that's not pathetic.
I'm not hosting a show. I'm not the one asking.
So you have no ideas. You have nothing original.
He's got microphone in.
Now you're going, bye-bye. 855, 453.
He just wanted to get hung up on badly.
Now he can prove his point.
Right. You go through a list of a dozen things you do in the last month.
Yep.
Outreach that doesn't have to do with the show, besides the fact that you put in 60 or 70 hours a week doing work for the show, which is a huge voice for liberty.
Calling radio stations.
You just do nothing and you're pathetic.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have any other insults or anything more constructive to say? You're useless. More coming up.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GMOFoods.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, that's right. It's your favorite pathetic talk show host here doing nothing for freedom except yammering into microphones 7 nights a week.
Reaching more than a quarter million people on more than 130 radio stations.
Okay, so the number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So our last caller, for those of you just tuning in, you missed this guy. He was basically asking, what are you guys doing? You guys have all these things that you've been saying, but you just talk into microphones, you're just a bunch of talk show hosts, and you don't do anything.
Well, I think that's kind of true about every other talk show host, though.
Right, that's a legitimate critique for most talk show hosts, is these guys are just talkers. They're not doers. They're not going to put anything on the line for their belief system. They're just there to collect a paycheck, do an entertaining show, and go home at the end of the day. On the other hand, Free Talk Live is basically a show that's run by activists, because we're more than just talk show hosts. Mark, you and I, we moved to New Hampshire. You want to talk about things we're doing for liberty, things we're doing for our belief system?
It's very quantifiable, picking up and moving across the country for the Free State Project.
Right, and spending the money that it takes to do that. Nobody gave us money to move here. There's like some people believe the Free State Project is just paying people to move here. It's ridiculous. The Free State Project.
Sure don't have the money.
All right, the Free State Project is a movement of what will end up being 20,000 liberty-minded people, people who think and say and do things that we believe in, that you know, believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. The people that really believe these ideas, they're picking up and they're moving. Over 1,500 now. That the threshold was crossed just recently. Over 1,500 people are here in New Hampshire now who have done as we have done and have gotten active in New Hampshire. Most of those people have moved here from all around the country, some from other places around the world, because they care that much about freedom, and they're willing to do whatever they can do once they get here, whether that's political action, whether it's outreach, whether it's creating media, whether it's civil disobedience, you name it. There's all kinds of activism going on here. There's all kinds of doing things happening here in New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty and you're tired of the continued governmental intervention in your life. You really owe it to yourself to go and check out the Free State Project and then come here and get active with other people so you can actually make a difference.
Because people are doing all kinds of different things. Right. I ran for and became a delegate at the state convention, whereas, you know, Ian, you've done all kinds of civil disobedience. And, of course, we both run the radio show. Yes. So we've got media, outside the system activism, and inside the system activism.
So Danny had called back into the show, and one call per night is the rule here on Free Talk Live. Danny, we have to make room for other people that want to get on the radio and talk, but you're welcome to call back with your vitriol, your anger.
Seven nights a week.
Yep, your willful ignorance about the things that we actually said to answer your questions. You can call any night you want. Anytime you want.
Well, and we'll be happy to take your Eastern.
Call. That's right. Anytime we're on the radio, we'll take calls from you. Let's go to the phones and talk to other people that have interesting things to say. Jake, listening in Charleston to WSC in South Carolina. Hey, Jake.
Good evening. How are you folks doing?
Go ahead, sir.
A little ruffled.
Well, I just wanted to offer this up. What a great segue. I wanted to say that as an amateur historian, it seems that go back to revolution all the way up through to where we are today. We have basically three groups in society. We have one group, which is, can I go back to the Revolutionary War days? Those are patriots. We had one group, which were loyalists, and we had the third group, probably the large group. They really didn't care which way the wind blew. I'm happy to go this way. I'm happy to go that way. I just see this thing happening over and over and over again, and look what's going on today. But if I could refer back to your previous caller, he wanted to know just one person that Governor Obama has gotten into world trouble. Maybe he's heard of this place called Benghazi, and it was all started about an alleged video. And that poor individual is literally in a prison at the behest of the federal government. And if that is not something to be upset about, I don't know what is. So
the guy who made the videos in prison?
Yes, yes. He hasn't gone through a court process yet. He's just being held. Yes, our previous Secretary of State was instrumental in making sure that he was hounded and reprimanded. Still hasn't officially been charged with anything. Just we're holding you for right now. But
how about the 1.5 million people that are arrested and having their lives destroyed every year in the war, in the insane war on drugs, and the thousands upon thousands of individuals who are having their lives exterminated in pointless wars for domination around the world? I thank you, Jake, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Paul on the line, from Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. First time caller. Yeah, I guess I want to add to what the previous caller just said and kind of give you guys props. I'm not in a position in life where I feel courageous enough to do some of the activism that you guys take part in, and I think it's pretty naive of that gentleman, Danny, whatever his name was, for him to sit there. What are you guys doing? You are educating people with this show. You're educating people about what liberty really is, because if we're supposedly the land of the free, but we have the highest incarceration rates of any developed country, how does this equal freedom? How is this liberty? In Danny's sitting there in his couch, probably, I won't even speculate, but he's sitting there doing nothing except criticizing. Anybody can be a critic.
Sure. And then, you know what? We know for a fact all he's doing was criticizing, because I specifically asked him for a suggestion. All right. Well, you don't think what I'm doing is valuable? What would you have me do? What would you do? Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not the talk show host.
Well, and it's always funny, this thing. I mean, so if one calls in, if it's worth picking up the telephone and calling in to a group of pathetic people who are doing nothing, then why in the world would that even be? It's not worth doing. I mean, if we are, you know, our 130 stations are nothing, and the people who bother listening to us are nothing, and, you know, talking to them and giving them an opportunity to speak about the ideas of freedom is nothing, then why pick up the phone and call?
I only catch you guys on Saturdays because that's when you're live down here. But he called in maybe a month ago, and it was the exact same call. He didn't have anything to offer. All he did was criticize you guys. You talk about how you're pathetic and you don't give people an opportunity. I think you're just the opposite of that. Actually, I would have hung up on him sooner. I don't have patience for people like him.
Paul, thanks for the call tonight.
Get out of here, Paul.
Yep, I appreciate your call. By the way, Paul's been on the air for 2 minutes. We had Danny on for several minutes in comparison. I'd rather have somebody on to disagree with than to, fillet me on the air, which I'm not saying you're doing that, Paul, but you're being very nice, and I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
The fact is that I find it uncomfortable when people compliment us. I'm happy that
I'm better at taking compliments today than I've been in the past. But yeah,
I'd much rather have
to listen to 3 hours of complimentary talk like that.
I'd much rather get trolled. I feed trolls for a living. I understand why you wouldn't do that on Facebook or whatever. But that's what talk show controversy. These things are good.
Let's go to Chris in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
How's it going, Ian?
Welcome, sir.
I just want to say that as a free stater in New Hampshire today, I woke up this morning and I helped the person move into his new apartment, then spent the rest of my afternoon stuffing Thanksgiving packages for the less fortunate. So to say that free staters that come
I wish here, you'd stop doing nothing. You're stinking pathetic.
I completely understand. Like, I sit around all day, I sleep on my couch, and I yell at everybody else, but I don't do anything in the community.
Now, you are a Free State Project participant, yes, Chris?
I'm a native in New Hampshire, but yeah, I'm a Free Stater. And I also ran for alderman this year and got 35% of the vote on Liberty Values without campaigning in one bit.
Pathetic.
What a waste of my time.
God. What are you doing?
Isn't it great to be around other people who actually care about freedom and who are doing things, Chris?
We had a gentleman move in today to a building in Manchester, and we had over 15 people show up to help a complete stranger move into his apartment.
And all 15 did absolutely nothing.
Pathetic.
They just stood around and laughed.
Pathetic pizza eaters.
Thanks, Chris.
Working for the town hall.
Appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it here. More in moments. By the way, you can dial in here at 855-450-FREE. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN, and it is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hey, if you don't get your thoughts in tonight, because, you know, towards the end of the show, sometimes people are on hold when we finish the show. If you don't get in tonight, we've got a Sunday show. Mark is the host of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
One of them.
One of the three regular hosts. And you can just call in tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Heck, pick up a conversation we were having from tonight. Start it tomorrow at the beginning of the show. Doesn't matter. You can take control of the airwaves here. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on the show, please get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. It's almost that time of year. Pretty much is that time of year, but the official kickoff is Black Friday, which is next week for the holiday shopping season. You can go now to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of through Amazon. The Amazon links are there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and you get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for your loved ones, for the people at work, for whatever you need to get, maybe just for you. Go and get it done at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you shop through the links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale.
That's right, and helps us to do things. Check out forcefieldenergy.com. Forcefieldenergy.com is a company that I believe stock price is going to go upward. I'm confident in recommending forcefieldenergy.com to you. However, you need to do your own research because the fact is investing has risks. I've taken that risk. I'm confidently taking that risk because Force Field Energy has gone up for me in value, and I think it's going to continue going up because I believe the world's going to continue to want light, that businesses are going to continue to want light, that light is likely to come from LEDs, and that ForceFieldEnergy.com has a unique selling proposition that makes them at least on par, if not better, than the other companies out there that can do industrial-level LED installations. So go check them out at forcefieldenergy.com. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. You can get them by using any brokerage account. They're listed on NASDAQ. It's forcefieldenergy.com, FNRG.
All right, so of course the phones are continuing to blow up here in the remaining moments. We're going to try to get as many of you guys on as we possibly can. Let's go first to Alberta, Canada, where Terry is listening via LRN.fm. Hey, Terry.
How's it going, boys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that I've been kind of listening to you guys on and off for the last 2 or 3 years now.
Thank you.
I think you're a good radio show. I wish you guys had your channels up here.
Oh. I don't know what you can say on the radio in Canada. You can't say that here, Terry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I share your frustrations. Terry was trying to say that he's frustrated with the socialist talk show hosts on the air in Canada. Unfortunately, he expressed his frustration in a way that the FCC doesn't really like very much here, and we have to protect our radio affiliates from that sort of thing. So he was saying, why aren't we on in Canada yet, or could we be on in Canada? Essentially, that was kind of the gist of that call. Actually, believe it or not, there are a handful of stations in Canada that I have spoken with as my duty as affiliate relations director for Free Talk Live. And
nothing. You're pathetic.
A number of stations in Canada are aware of Free Talk Live's existence. There aren't a lot of Canadian syndicated talk shows. In fact, there's hardly any. So it's certainly possible that Free Talk Live could get on the Canadian radio stations, because we're not really a U.S. show. I mean, yeah, we are originating from Keene, New Hampshire, and certainly we're more likely to focus on some scumbag U.S. politician than a scumbag Canadian politician. But we were talking about Rob Ford, the crack-smoking Toronto mayor, on this program. So we certainly discuss things that are happening in Canada, and we talk about things happening in Russia and, Australia and all over the world. As a matter of fact, so as far as the shows that originate, the talk shows, the syndicated talk shows that originate in the United States, most of them wouldn't qualify for a Canadian radio station because they're all about politics and they're constantly interviewing politicians and talking about politicians, and I can't stand politicians and I want nothing to do with those people. So we don't have the same feel, we don't have the same on-air presence, content that these other shows do. We're focused on issues. We're focused on callers. So, when we talk about contacting your local radio station and asking them to air Free Talk Live, we're talking to internet listeners here. If you are already hearing us on your local radio station, then you can call and thank them for airing Free Talk Live and maybe ask to have all 7 nights. But when we're suggesting calling your local radio station, if you don't have Free Talk Live in your local area, that includes if you live in Canada or wherever it is that you live. I mean, go ahead, talk to the program director and say, hey, there's this really great show out of the United States that I think would work on this radio station in town. Now, one of the things that you actually will see when you look at Canadian stations is there's actually a fair amount of local content.
They
got to give them
some
real credit for that. A lot of these Canadian talk stations are definitely not mailing it in with all syndicated hosts. They do have a lot of local shows, and that makes sense. I mean, they're not going to put Free Talk Live in to replace, if there's a local show on, they're probably not going to replace a local show with Free Talk Live. But that being said, there are shows like, Dr. Joy Brown. There are shows that are not necessarily political heavy that work in places like Canadian cities. So it's absolutely possible, is what I'm saying. Anyway, we go on here with your calls, and we'll talk to Mike in Illinois, listening to LRN.fm. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing? I had a question. It was on the philosophy, the libertarian philosophy of the non-aggression axiom. I was kind of getting into, the whole liberty movement, if you will. Is there a definitive line of, like, for instance, say if I have my private property, right, and I wanted to, and I'm in a neighborhood and I wanted to walk out naked, just hypothetically speaking, is there a line in there somewhere that says, we're going too far, buddy, or you know what I'm saying?
Not with the non-aggression principle, but there might be a line in society. There might be, your neighbors might say things to you or ostracize you or something like that. I mean, so they, you might get some kind of pushback by the folks that you're surrounded with.
Well, wouldn't that be, under the philosophy, wouldn't that be violating my personal property?
Well, no, it wouldn't be a violation for somebody to give you an opinion, right? So so we're talking about a world where there's no overarching monopoly state to control these matters, and you walk out to stand outside or go get the newspaper or something like that. I don't know if people do that anymore, but you go out for whatever reason with no clothes on. And it's certainly not a violation of any kind of principle for somebody who lives next door to say, hey, Mike, put a shirt on or put some pants on or something like that. Or, hey, man, I don't appreciate that. My kids are going to school or whatever. That's certainly not a violation. People are absolutely free to express themselves and to share their expressions with you.
And enough social pressure will often change people's behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I was getting a little discussion with a friend of mine. We're going about, burning rubber tires in the yard and, try to, where the borderline of...
That might be a different story. So burning tires is a pollutant, and people can show damages from pollutants. And so, therefore, you can pollute your own property, but you can't pollute mine. And when you burn rubber tires in the yard, that might be a different story. So someone might have a tort against you at that point.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Lee, listening in Auburn, New York. Yeah, our listen lines. Hello, Lee.
Yes, hello. How you guys doing?
Good, man. You can listen to us on WAUB there in Auburn, just as a heads up for the future on Saturday.
Yeah, I actually think that's the station I'm picking up right now. I just want you guys' opinion on this. There was a murder in Massachusetts last week with this 14-year-old kid who raped and murdered his teacher, and I'm not really sure how it is in Massachusetts on, like the life sentence or the death penalty or anything like that, but this kid was only 14 years old, and he had a sick, sadistic mind to do this to his teacher, and I'm not sure if they're going to sentence him to life or death, but what do you guys think as far as the death penalty? Should it be based on the sadistic element of the crime or like the age of the individual? Because if the kid was any older, I'm sure they would have put him down or something. I'll take my answer off the end. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.
Yeah, well, I would say that I'm against the death penalty, period. And it's not because, it's only because in current society, it costs a lot more to put somebody to death than it does to keep them in prison because of all the legal ramifications, not because of the cost of bologna sandwiches for life. B, I would also say the fact is that we're all human. We're all flawed. That includes lawyers, judges, and jurors.
And cops.
And therefore, if you give them the power over life and death, you can't undo that. You can undo a prison sentence at least as much as you can. Ask anybody in prison whether or not they would like to be released, and they will say yes. So therefore, you can give a positive outcome after a negative outcome. And that's the reason I'm against the death penalty, period. Do I think it's enacted against adults more than children? Sure I do. Keep listening to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow point and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.